And with more on this, our reporter Zhou Jingnan earlier spoke with Wang Huiyao, president of the Center for China and Globalization, a think tank based in Beijing.
Dr. Wang, you obviously have studied overseas talents in China extensively. So can you tell us who are those applicants for China's permanent residence permit?
So China has actually issued the permanent resident card since 2003, about 12 years ago. But so far, there's only less than 10,000 people actually got approved or get the permit. Majority of that actually is overseas Chinese who have actually studied overseas and lost their Chinese citizenship, and then they want to apply back so that they can travel, can work, can live in China freely. But also there's some from other countries, I think from USA, from Europe, from South Korea, from Japan, applied that as well. But they are minority. They're not majority of that.
How about those foreigners who are from, say, developed countries? You said that they are just a minority group. Then are we seeing an increasing trend for more people from developed countries to apply for this permanent residence permit?
Yes, there's a strong trend for that as well. For example, we have the Center for China and Globalization has just done a study between Silicon Valley and Dongguancun, the Chinese Silicon Valley as well. The big difference is the talent difference. The Dongguancun has only less than 10,000 people from foreign countries, and out of that, 70% are overseas Chinese returnees who are holding the foreign passports. But in Silicon Valley in the U.S., over half of them are immigrants from all over the world. China now is getting more and more attractive, but then the procedures, the policy, and also China does not allow foreign students to work in China, has greatly limited the applicant. And also the threshold is too high that you have to be a major, big investor, or you have to hold a very senior positions and things like that. That's all slowed down the application process from foreigners.
Apart from the relaxed policies from the government level, what else do you think needs to be done to make it easier to attract overseas talents?
Since China joined WTO 15 years ago, China has actually, GDP has gone up 8 times, and China's international trade has gone up 8 times. But then for the movement of the people, there's still a lot of restrictions. The green card mechanism in China is greatly falling behind. We see now some new progress, like we actually also proposed that in the past, and it's being seen adopted now, is the multiple entry visa between China and the U.S. for 10-year multiple entry visa is widely practiced now. And that has actually expanded to Canada, Australia, Singapore, Israel. So that's really a great progress. Mm-hmm. So we would like to see this kind of policy to match that with goods movement, capital movement. So now I think that the next biggest global trend is really to have this talent movement free of barriers.
Right.
And then we see that the visas, we see the green card, we see that even the citizenship should be offered to foreigners to come, who are interested to come to China, so that China is really getting into mixed with international talents, and then China can be really become innovative and entrepreneurial country that China wants.
That was Dr. Wang Huiyao, an expert on global migration and global talent, speaking with our reporter Zhou Jingnan.